£1,000 worth of tax rises and spending cuts are expected in the budget later. Chancellor Rachel Reeves says she'll be making some tough decisions.
It's positive, but caution, really. She's not yet being quite given the benefit of the doubt. She's got good experience in her background in terms of having done the economics, done the Bank of England. But I think she said in the campaign, I know how to run an economy. I'm not sure anyone could credibly, definitely say that.
Helen used to be a special advisor for former Chancellor George Osborne. We're also expecting to see £3 billion for the military. The minimum wage is going up as well. In April, you'll get £12.21 an hour if you're over 21, and 18 to 20-year-olds will get £10 an hour. A former US Air Force pilot has been found not guilty of kidnapping a girl outside Harrods. He told the court he was trying to help the 9-year-old after she lost her family. The Lionesses got a win last night, beating South Africa 2-1 in a friendly.
They're inspirational for young girls across the country.
We support them all. We think it's great what they're doing for women's football.
Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland all won their Euros qualifiers as well. And the release of a new song featuring Liam Payne has been pushed back. The track was made with American singer Sam Pounds. He says it's not the right time yet and wants the money made from it to go to charity.
Capital Weather.
Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A cloudy morning in London, but it should brighten up a bit later. Staying dry with highs of 15. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lossie Morley.
This is Capital from Global.
Just coming up to 9 on Capital Breakfast with Will Manning this week. Hope you were right. We've got all the conversation fillers you need to know, all the showbiz are waking up to after Tom Grennan. This is Higher.
London's number one. Hit music station.
I felt you here before I even saw your face. Know it. Hey, the bubbles. Get your with sugar.
More rumours today about the celebrity version, which is happening. Daisy Mae Cooper and brother Charlie Cooper, both from this country, they are rumoured to have already signed on the dotted line. It's happening. Very excited either way. I don't really care who's going to be in it. I'm just excited that The Traitors is going to be back on our TV one way or another. Also today, Katy Perry has just turned 40. Happy birthday, Katy Perry. Flying all our closest friends out to Geneva for this massive birthday party. Included flights. She did it all. She gave personalised Monopoly deal cards out, which apparently she carries with her at all times. So do I. I'm obsessed with that game. Everyone got a bottle of Moët and a 1940s style newspaper article about her. Wow, Katy Perry's friends there, everybody. You'd stay close to that, wouldn't you? And finally, a list of the richest British celebrities under 30 have been announced. The top three, Tom Holland with 30.6 million, Dua Lipa with 104 million, that's a massive jump, and then you've got Harry Styles at number one. Just a cool 200 million Harry Styles is worth. Oh, to be a friend of all three of those guys. That's all the showbiz stuff you're waking up to fill the gaps at work today. Bit of conversation starters. This is Adam Port and Strive. Move, it's Capital Breakfast. You know, singing all the words, just dancing along on their feet all night. They're the kind of friends you need. Really sweet to see. I'm going to play Little Mix in touch in just a second for you. Stick around this morning.
Capital Breakfast.
Let's go. With eBay.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Download the app and sell pre-loved fashion for free.
You're on Capital.
The new £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, 4 McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. Yeah. It's not called the five...
AI has brought together all the data about people who are cheaters and have created a picture of the person who is most likely to cheat. So he's gone on this website and be like, what do cheaters look like? And he'd be like, boom, cheaters look like this. Men! Are you in your 40s? Have you got blue/grey eyes? Are your lips small? Do you have short facial hair? And are you bald? Cheater! AI says so. Girls, you're not getting away with it. Are you dark-haired? Are you in your 50s? Is your nose very small? And do you have a medium-sized pout? You're a cheater, aren't you? Think about it. This is not me, this is AI saying this, by the way. So don't come at me and be like, oh, Will Manning says. No, a computer says it, so it must be true. All right, data, AI, science, etc. I don't know. Just the internet. Chapel Ryan, hot to go, Capital. Kemi is here at 10. New music from KSI.
Breakfast. Let's go. With eBay.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Sell fashion for free and make way for your autumn fits.
You're on Capital.
Mornings like this. These days it feels like waking up is harder than ever. But wait.
A little bit apprehensive about. Because I don't like surprises, but it says here, a surprise guest that you will love. Yeah, but will I, though? Coming in dressed as a witch, who's that going to be? Oh, yeah, and all thanks to eBay, your chance to win the brand new, fresh iPhone 16. That's all tomorrow morning, right here on Capital Breakfast from 6. Right now, new KSI, thick of it, it's Capital Breakfast.
I'm in the thick of it, everybody knows. They know me where it snows, I skied in and they froze. I don't know no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold. 40-something mini stuff or so I've been told. I'm in my prime, but this ain't even Final Four. They know me down, but still my feet, they find the floor. I went from Liverpool
Street. Prioritise working people. But Jen, who runs a wedding venue, told Capital she's worried about national insurance going up for employers.
Until you've got certainty about how things are going to pan out in terms of costs, you're kind of a bit reluctant, so you almost hold back, which doesn't encourage everyone to keep growing their business.
More than 50 people are said to have been killed in flash flooding in eastern Spain. Cars have been swept away and some roads have been turned into rivers. Flights from Gatwick Airport to Valencia and Malaga are delayed because of it. We're being told to give out stickers instead of sweets this Halloween. Dentists say we shouldn't give out too much sugary stuff to save young people's teeth. And Britain's tennis number one, Katie Bolter, is in action at the Hong Kong Open. Our other number one, Jack Draper, is on course to get the highest ranking he's ever had. He's playing in the Paris Open later.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Some bright and sunny spells developing in London, still feeling warm with highs of 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital
from Global.
Morning, happy Wednesday. Thanks, Will. It's Kemi Rogers with you right now. Let's do this one from Sabrina Carpenter. It's Taste.
London's
number one music station.
Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
Is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, billions of pounds worth of tax rises and spending cuts are expected in the budget later. Chancellor Rachel Reeves says she'll be making some tough decisions.
It's positive, but caution, really. She's not yet being quite given the benefit of the doubt. She's got good experience in her background in terms of having done the economics, done the Bank of England. But I think she said in the campaign, I know how to run an economy. I'm not sure.